Good morning, it's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, with the heat coming around, it seems like we're just really starting to get into that real big heat into June, into July, and these hot months coming forward. Protecting your skin, very important, and you've got some tips.
Absolutely. Definitely, summer has arrived, and that definitely means that most of us are spending more time outside enjoying picnics, swimming, gardening, vacations, and even days at the lake. So while summer is always a great time to enjoy the outdoors, it's also a good reminder to protect the health of our skin as well. According to the Skin Cancer Foundation, 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer during their lifetime. It's the most common type of cancer, and it can affect anyone regardless of age, skin color, or gender. When we think about skin cancer, it's typically defined as an abnormal growth of skin cells, most often caused by exposure to the sun's harmful ultraviolet or UV rays. The good news, however, is when skin cancer is detected early, it can be highly treatable. Too much unprotected sun exposure can also lead to some early signs of aging on our skin as well, like age spots and wrinkles. Researchers do say that some sun is good for our body and mind. For example, about 20 minutes of sun exposure can help produce vitamin D. It can also help support a healthy blood pressure and also support and promote good mental health as well. Too much sun, however, can have some lasting effects, negative effects on our health as well. So if you're spending time outdoors this summer, especially if you work outside and in the heat, making sure to take some precautions to protect yourself is really important. Remember, whenever possible, seek shade. The sun's rays are typically the strongest between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., and if you're needing to be outside during those hours, make sure that you're wearing protective clothing and apply sunscreen. When it comes to that protective clothing, make sure that you're choosing a wide-brim hat, wear sunglasses that have the UV protection to protect your eyes, and you wear lightweight, dark-colored long-sleeve shirts and pants. That dark color absorbs those UV rays instead of allowing them to penetrate to the skin. For even greater protection, you might also consider looking for clothing options that have an ultraviolet protection factor, or UPF. That number represents or measures the amount of UV radiation that can penetrate fabric and reach your skin. A UPF of 30 to 49 offers very good protection, while a UPF of 50 or higher offers an excellent protection. When we're thinking about sunscreen, make sure to select a broad-spectrum, water-resistant product with an SPF of at least 30. Make sure to apply sunscreen about 15 minutes before going outside, and remember to reapply every 2 hours or maybe even more often if you're swimming or sweating. And a few additional sunscreen reminders. Make sure that the type of sunscreen that a person chooses, whether it's like a spray or a lotion, it doesn't really matter. That can be a personal preference. Just make sure that whichever option that you're choosing, that you're rubbing it in and applying enough to cover all of your exposed skin areas. And don't forget some of those easy-to-miss areas like your ears, the back of your neck, hands, feet, and behind your knees as well. Remember, I know it's summertime, but remember that sunscreen isn't just for the summer months. UV rays can damage our skin year-round, even on cloudy days or when the sunlight is reflected off the snow during the winter. So make sure to wear sunscreen year-round. And also remember to check the expiration dates on your sunscreen and replace old products with a fresh tube or can each season. And finally, remember, avoid storing that sunscreen in a vehicle or a boat, for example. Those high temperatures can cause that sunscreen to break down and become less effective. So just remember to take a few simple precautions to help safely enjoy your time outside. And definitely taking those steps today to protect your skin can help you be healthy for years to come as well. For more information, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnet office at 785-448-6826 or visit our district's website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu. You can also find some additional resources by visiting the American Academy of Dermatology online or speaking with a board-certified dermatologist as well.
Make sure you protect yourself from the sun. It is as prevalent as ever in these summer months. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mary DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.